Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
We just got a message in about the situation in Soweto. There has been an active crime scene with shots fired on Klipspruit Valley Road, Orlando, Soweto, between Pela Street and Sofasonke Road. Please do avoid the area and use alternative routes until the scene is clear. That is per the Johannesburg Provincial JOC.
The Department of Nursing Organization of South Africa says it is shocked by the abduction, rape and assault of two nurses in Chuene Clinic in Limpopo. According to reports from Limpopo Health, heavily armed men entered the clinic, overpowered three security personnel and tied them up before abducting the two nurses. Denosa's Provincial Secretary Jacob Molepo.
We believe that the department must really strengthen the security in our facilitation. And this incident really reversed all the progress that have been made by the department in terms of ensuring that our communities access health services even after hours.
And the United Nations Children's Fund says an estimated 3.2 million children under the age of 5 are expected to face acute malnutrition this year in war-torn Sudan. Famine has already gripped 5 areas across Sudan, according to a report last month by the Integrated Food Security Phase Classification. More on jackrandfm.com. Click on News. Armand de Beer from PSG Pretoria East starts by looking at the markets.
European markets wrapped up the day mostly in the red, and the US market is experiencing sharp declines following a stronger-than-expected jobs report that has raised concerns about a slower pace of interest rate cuts in 2025. Currently, the Dow Jones is down 1.2%, the S&P 500 has fallen by 1.3%, and the Nasdaq is trading 1.6% lower.
We also have a look at the stock market.
Technology stocks are particularly hard hit, with Advanced Micro Devices down 5%, while Nvidia and Palantir Technologies have both dropped by 3%. On a positive note, Walgreens Boots Alliance saw a remarkable 22% increase in its stock price after reporting first quarter earnings and revenue that exceeded analyst expectations, along with an optimistic annual forecast. Additionally, Delta Airlines is up by 10% following fourth quarter earnings that surpassed estimates, fueled by robust travel demand.
A dollar is trading at 19 rand 13 cents, a euro 19 rand 59, a pound is 23 rand 36, gold is trading at $2,692.12 per fine ounce, and Brent crude oil $79.23 per barrel. I'm Neil Pinard, more news at 7.
We start off with some cricket news. It's the second match of the Betway SA20, and it's the Durban Super Giants who won the toss and chose to bat first, with Keshav Maharaj the captain there. The score at the moment after 10.3 overs is 98 for 2. Top scorer so far, Bryce Parsons, at the top of the innings. He made 47 of 27. At the moment, the experienced Kane Williamson and Quinton de Kock still there. Early days in their partnership on 12 and 13, respectively. And Faf du Plessis, well, he's a former Protea captain, and he's going to once again lead the Joburg Super Kings in the tournament, and he continues to play in lucrative T20 tournaments around the world, including the IPL. Du Plessis says the franchise's valued experience, although it wasn't always the case. He went on to say that old is gold. When you look at the IPL and the T20 comps around the world, he found that there was a phase where initially people went to the young guys, but then there's always almost a switch back to the experience. And Tottenham Hotspur manager Ange Postecoglou, well, he says that Rodrigo Bentancur is at home and doing fine after his concerning head injury in Wednesday's League Cup semi-final tie against Liverpool. The Uruguay midfielder stooped to head a corner 7 minutes into the game at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and stayed on the ground after falling unchallenged, with fullback Pedro Porro the first to go to his aid after Ovi's stricken teammate. And in local football news, assistant coach Rito Hlungwane is expecting a physical battle when the Stormers take on Sale Shark side in a blockbuster Investec Champions Cup tie.